I was asked by the president of the Moody Bible Institute to be the main speaker at their Spiritual Emphasis Week. I was a bit hesitant to accept when I reflected on all the great men and women who had filled the podium in the years before, but I felt God was in it, so I accepted. Things went quite well. Students came to the front to ask me questions after the message, and the college bookstore even asked me to join them the next evening for an autograph party. That is, to sign my name on the inner flap of one of my books when someone purchased it. Sounded all right to me, so I joined them the next evening. Problem was, no one showed up. No, I take that back. One person did buy a book, and I signed it. But the party was a flop. So I walked over to the section of the store where they sold the Bible commentaries and began to read. I soon forgot about the autograph party because I found myself reading a commentary on 1 Thessalonians. In chapter 5, verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them who labor among you, who are over you in the Lord, and admonish you." I was studying the doctrine of spiritual gifts, and the passage spoke of two kinds of leadership God had given to his people. These gifted men fall into two categories: those who provided oversight, sort of spiritual superintendents who managed the ministry. They were the governing committee of the newly formed first century church. But alongside these superintendents were those who taught the Word of God, who spoke to the congregation and helped those who named the name of Christ to walk as daily disciples. Here were two groups of gifted leaders. Some were teachers of the Word, and some were overseers. But they were both necessary to the success of the church. Soon, the autograph party was over. Actually, it never began. But my time was well spent, and I came away thinking about 1 Thessalonians and how God had carefully equipped all of us with the spiritual gifts necessary to carry out his plan. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.